No, just that so was sweet. My husband. That was my
way
husband.
To go, Lewis. Nice burp, buddy. Thanks a lot. Hey, everyone, welcome to the Thursday night edition of the In No Particular Order podcast. Lewis, to let Lewis come on if he wants to.
Luke, Gladys says, come on if you want to.
Lewis is my sister's husband, I think. We think
he's going to go walk Yumi.
Okay. Yumi is her dog, and Yumi's real name is Sisyphus, in case anyone wants to know. I named her, and they rejected it, so whatever. But this is a No Particular Order podcast where we will be today mock drafting crime movies and Westerns in the broad sense of the term. It can be any crime movie, any genre of the crime movie, any genre of the Western. So, and it doesn't have to be a theatrical release. Thank you, Simon, for that word that I couldn't think of. It can be television and it can be streaming. But before we do that, let's let the very distinguished panel, two OGs like Ryan and Simon, both OGs, introduce themselves. And then they're going to tell you what movie soundtrack or television theme song is best describes their life. And who wants to go first? Okay, Simon.
Oh, thanks. That was exactly what I wanted. Like Gladys said, I'm Simon, and I'm so grateful to be on here with Gladys. We love whenever Gladys comes and hangs out on our show, so it was a pleasure to get that invite to come over here and draft. You can find me on Twitter at FYFSimon. We're live every day for our fantasy football game show at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're doing nothing but playing games. I have so much fun over there. I found a way to play games with my friends every day, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. TV theme song that describes my life, I'm going to go with the Malcolm in the Middle theme song, Boss of Me. It's like the perfect level of like angst and FU, but I'm still going to do what I got to do. Know what I mean? Like, I'm taking control, but I'm not necessarily happy about it, but it's the best scenario. He makes do with what he's got, but there's an element of there's chaos around me, and I'm just rolling with it.
And it's awesome. And Shannon.
Hello.
Hello.
You can find me at Americana_Allen on Instagram. 16 at Americana Allen on Twitter.
Go to the Instagram account.
Yeah, go to the Instagram.
I'm just saying.
Twitter's only CBS Survivor in wrestling. So my theme song, you know, this was tough. I mean, you really make me make some tough choices here. I'm going to go with the themes. The soundtrack from the movie Hook. It really encapsulates a lot of feelings I have. Both good and bad. Scary and hopeful. And I just love it. John Williams really fucks. I mean, he does. And he is all over us. And with that particular soundtrack, like, I realize he's done a lot, obviously some Star Wars, obviously from Harry Potter, but Hook just gets me every goddamn time. It makes me cry.
Wait, are we talking Julia Roberts and
yes,
what a pull.
Dustin Hoffman,
yeah, okay, and
Robin Williams.
Okay, I don't remember the theme, the soundtrack in that. Is it all musical or is it words too?
No, it's all orchestral, which is funny for me because I'm very much, I love, lyrics and stuff. I mean, it was tough. Like, it was like this, Buffy or the Stargate SG-1, but like, I was like, for my life, it's Hook.
It's Hook. Ryan!
Find me on Twitter, Foss534. I'm over at Going for Two podcast and over at the Rookie Big Board. And for my theme song, I am going with Caddyshack, the song I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins. It's just nice, relaxed, just cruising through existence.
Hot.
How it should be. I love it.
Hot.
Terry.
Hi, I'm Terry, and you can find me with Gladys.
Terry's my sister. She's also Teacher of the Year in Florida. So,
congratulations.
Just at my school, but thank you.
It's the same thing.
It's Florida. My soundtrack is from the movie The Preacher's Wife, which was produced by Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. A lot of the songs on there just call to me. So,
that's so cute. Denzel Washington? that yes. the Denzel Washington version?
Yes, yes. That calls to me
Denzel
too.
Denzel Washington, yeah. Denzel Washington calls to me.
Hey, who does he not call to?
Yeah, exactly. Making that loud announcement. Mine is The Facts of Life.
Oh.
The theme song from The Facts of Life. Take the good, the take the bad.
There you have.
The Facts of Life. Like, just the second stanza, though. The first stanza is, like, really ridiculous. But the second stanza is where mine is. All right. So now that we, and you can find me on Twitter at Gladys L. Tyler. I do a little writing for Going for Two, a little writing for Gridiron, and a little writing for Razzball every now and then. I'm supposed to be more writing. Anyway, so now we're going to start the mock, and here it is. The order of the mock. Ryan will mock first. Shannon will go second. Simon will go third. Terry will go fourth. I will go last, and it is a snake draft. So
let's go.
Let's go, Ryan.
Okay. So, before the show started, I prefaced the question: "Can this be any form of media?" Multiple times, and I was told yes. And you said TV or movies, and you didn't say what I'm thinking, because I think the greatest Western of all time is Red Dead Redemption 2, the video game. In the story of Arthur Morgan, which is going to be getting turned into a movie at some point, or they're pushing for. And it's the Western in a way that no one else could, with that long storytelling and just in-depth living that life.
It's a video game?
I had to do it because it just speaks to me. I just played through it. It was amazing.
What's it called?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay. Oh, two?
I haven't finished it yet. One isn't any good? No, one's great.
One's good.
Two is just... It engulfs you in that life. Like, I'm never going to beat it because I keep getting distracted just doing cowboy shit.
Red Redemption 2. Whose dog?
Mine,
I'm sorry. No, I love him. Is it the blind one or the deaf one?
Yeah, no? The somewhat deaf one.
Oh, I love him. Oh, Shannon, you're up next, by the way.
Great. Here I
go. You're 101.
Ryan, what a pick. That's some outside of the box thinking.
That is outside of the box thinking. Or
Bravo. No. Bravo.
First pick in the movie draft is a video. Exactly. I freaking love it.
Wow, man, I really limited myself. You just knocked it out. Jeez. Okay, I'm going to pick this one in the hopes that no one picks the next one, but someone's going to pick the next one. However,
okay.
This one, I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's Django Unchained.
Ooh.
This movie just rules. To put it bluntly, it really does. It does some things in here that really just get me going. I mean, we're talking about dick chopping. We're talking about gun shooting. Coming out of the snowy snow, I have some birthday cake. I can't tell you, anytime it snows, that's what I say. I say, coming out of the snow, I got some birthday cake. And the doctor is impeccably played. He's insane. The first scene with him where he just like shoots the guy and the whole town freaks out and he's like, all calm about it, and he has the beer knife, he's just swiping off the phone. Dear God. And then the whole scene with like Big Daddy on the farm, that's insane. And like, there's just so many lines that are quotable. I could go on and on. I'm going to try not to, because go watch the movie again. It's just fucking nuts, and it's almost a perfect movie. The ending, the whole thing. That movie, I'll watch that Western for the rest of my life a couple times a year.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I don't think I've ever seen it.
And Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
The cast is bonkers. I haven't seen it either. Alone. Yes, watch it tonight. Make time. I know you're on East Coast time. Make time. Teacher of the year, phooey. You don't you're out of school. It's summertime.
It's only like 3.5 hours.
Right. Oh my God. Right. With lots of violence.
It's, to give you a little insight, it's Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, yes. And lots of violence. And yes.
It is. However, it does it right. I
If you're gonna do violence, that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it, Quentin.
Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely bonkers how good that movie is. I saw it in theaters opening night. Wow. Theaters packed. I've since watched it a few times a year. My friends and I quote it constantly. There's some things in there that just should not be said, and they say
right,
it.
Right, right.
And it's just so good. Jonah Hill has like a little cameo in there, knocks it out of the park. Again, there's so many lines from the movie, and I'm not gonna.
It used to be on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, and still not gonna watch it. Jamie, you missed Ryan hitting it out of the box. Out of the box thinking with a video game for his first choice, Red Dead Redemption 2, and then Shannon, the Django Unchained, Quentin Tarantino, which no. I can't watch Quentin Tarantino movies. I just can't. I'm sorry.
I hate that for you.
Thank you. Thank you, I think. Simon, you're 101.
I don't know how I follow dick chopping and gun shooting as a reason for picking a movie, but I'm going to do my damn best. I'm going to be honest, guys. Sometimes at the end of a stressful day, when I go to turn a movie on, the like high stakes, high pressure, high drama movie, which I feel like a lot of crime movies are, is the last thing I want to put on. I need something like a lot sillier. And so my first movie is going to be what I think is my favorite crime movie. It's a typical whodunit. It might be the classic whodunit with the cult following. I'm going to go with Clue, the movie, based off of the board game Clue. It is way better than it has any right being, period. The ensemble cast is incredible. It's hilarious. It's dark. It's a little bit twisted at times. And then you get the three different endings. And then just like the story behind it, a movie that was released in theaters, where each theater got one of three different endings, and you didn't know that until it came out on a broader scale. That's so cool.
I love Clue. Madeline Kahn is, yeah, I love Clue. It's I saw it. I almost picked it as one of mine, and then I was like, no, I can't do that.
I'm staying true to my heart with the first pick.
Terry, you're 101.
Okay, I'm going out a little bit too. My first one is a Space Cowboy, which is Star Wars 4, A New Hope.
Wait, what now? What just happened? I'm confused. What just happened?
Star Wars, A New Hope 4 is considered a cowboy movie. It's
okay.
It, when they created it, it was supposed to be for the Western, but it is obviously out in space.
Huh.
It does very much have like the classic Western feel to it, mm-hmm. just set in outer space.
I was thinking of a different Star Wars entity at one point, but I'm not going to do it now because I don't want to steal that.
So I've never seen Star Wars, so I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Audible gasp.
Yes. And a tear falls.
Whatever. Jamie, we already talked about your earlier, your disdain for having the crime and the Westerns put together. All right. Get over it, Jamie. We're good. Space Cowboys he owns on DVD for 13 years ago. Wait, you didn't say Space Cowboys.
No, but there is a movie called Space Cowboys.
Yeah, Jamie just does what he wants.
Yes, I know. Yes. Jamie's like way out there. James, she said Star Wars 4, I think. Star Wars 4, not Space Cowboy.
Which is out of space cowboy, not Space Cowboy.
Close, but not the same thing. All right. My 101 is my favorite Western of all time, and it's the best Western ever made, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart, 1962. It's because it's
I know you like it.
Like it? I like you guys. I love it. Love this movie. Not like, come on. It's like, it's the best. I don't even like John Wayne, and I love this movie. Oh, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Gotta see it. It's the first time Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne were in a movie together. Lee Marvin plays the villain, the Liberty Valance, the great villain. Jimmy Stewart plays his traditional role of the, you know,
good guy.
Nice guy, the good guy who is the good guy. And you've got to watch it. If I tell you the Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and I just told you the whole story, but it's great. It's a great movie. Watch it.
That's a solid pick.
Thanks. Thank you. Solid.
I'm making a watch list. This is exciting for me.
All right. And my, so going back, my first pick for the second round is going to be probably one of the only crime movies I'm ever going to pick. And it is.
Don't do it.
The Departed.
Oh, good.
Cross that off my list.
Wait, you'll watch his movies, but you're not going to watch Quentin movies?
Yeah. It's the only Scorsese movie I've ever seen. I'm not going
to. Man, I was about to have to look right in the camera and say, I want you to hear me.
Oh, but you didn't. Good thing you didn't do that.
I'm glad we are not living in that world.
Yeah, I'm glad we bypassed that. The Departed is a great pick. It's a great movie. Like, it took me 3 times to figure out how Matt Damon figured out it was Mark Wahlberg, or vice versa. Mark Wahlberg figured out it was Matt Damon. That was the sneak. I had to watch it like 3 times, and it really bothered me to watch it 3 times because it's so violent. But still a great movie. The cast is spectacular. Shipping Up to Boston, every time I hear that song, that's the only thing I think of is that movie. It's great. It's bringing a tear to my eye right now thinking about it.
Terry. That's like my number one favorite airplane movie. Like, airplane, it's a movie that will always be on the screen on an airplane. The one on the back of the seat, if you somehow, some way, I'm not on Spirit and there's a screen in the back of my seat, the Departed will always be on it, and I will always pick it. Like, it's just,
I hope you're never on Spirit again.
Thank you. But my wallet says otherwise.
I hope you're not on Spirit again. You get richer.
Oh, that's so nice. Not Terry.
Okay, I'm going for crime now. Alternating. And this one is a classic.
See, Jamie, that's how you do it. You alternate. Go ahead.
In the Heat of the Night with Sidney Poitier.
Ooh, I love Sidney Poitier.
Yes, so, they call me pick. Mr. Tibbs.
Yes. Which actually fun. Another movie. Yeah.
Yes. It's a good whodunit.
It's a great movie.
It is.
It's a really, Sidney Poitier, though, name a Sidney Poitier movie that's not a great movie. That you cannot do. Jamie, you're a crime. Simon, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to go with, Gladys, you said only maybe one crime on your list. I probably will only have one Western on my list. And it is a non-traditional Western, but I think it's very much so in the Western category, and that's Rango, the Johnny Depp animated Western. It is a phenomenal movie from top to bottom, and it is so much fun to watch.
Great pick.
It is a great pick.
And to have the antagonist be named Rattlesnake Jake, that's just like so much fun to say, right? Like, the entire time you're cheering against Rattlesnake Jake.
Yeah, that's a solid pick. And yeah. I'm a little scared to hear Shannon's next pick, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Whoa, easy.
You're up.
Can I say, I don't even know that I've ever seen In the Heat of the Night, the movie, but I watched the show a ton with my dad. So.
Oh, don't compare the show. No, yeah, the no, show is yeah. horrible. Yeah.
Come on. Come on, Shannon. Jesus.
My bad.
So if you like the show, then you'd really like the movie.
Okay, great. Man, alternate.
You don't have to alternate.
God damn, this category is so tough. I hate you did this. Shit. Like, damn. Okay. I'm gonna do what feels right to me as a person.
You do that.
I'm gonna pick the movie and show Serenity.
Good one. Nice.
That is a good one.
Not that the show is called Serenity, but I'll pick the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Firefly.
Yes.
I am great. A big, even though he's a bad guy in real life, Joss Whedon fan. I didn't know until I knew.
Hey, however, he has some good shit.
I'm like a big shit. Buffy, big Angel fan. Yeah. Obviously, Firefly, Serenity. Just the way the brown coats would talk, that was a lot of fun. The gun that is co-chair uses is actually from the show Adventures of County or Briscoe County or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like this old show that only had like two seasons or whatever. I loved it.
It's a great show.
Yeah. And that movie, I mean, I can watch it almost any time.
I think I might watch it tonight now that you said it.
Yeah. And the antagonist in that, like, I love it because there's this scene where he's like, you know, he's like telling them like he's got to get rid of these people. He's like, but I know I'm creating a world that I can't live in. So like he's doing this thing to bring peace and order and all that, but he knows that he cannot live in the world that he's going helping to create. Yeah, I just love that movie, and it's a Western, and there's some sci-fi.
Those things and it's a crime too.
And there's some crime. There's a hybrid. Crime.
Look at you. It's a hybrid. Yeah.
I mean, most Westerns do have crimes in them.
That is true.
Thank you.
I do agree.
Boom. Connection. Yeah.
Where's that wholesome Western? There we go.
Blazing Saddles.
He said wholesome. Not when you're talking about holes.
Not holes, right.
It's like, what does he say? I thought you're hung. I am. All right, what's the other one? Let me pull this out.
Let me whip. Yeah, no, it's what we whip this out.
I'm sorry. Simon. Or no, Ryan.
I'm going with the town with Ben Affleck.
I thought no one would pick that.
And Jeremy Renner.
Damn it.
I freaking love that movie. Them in Boston, Robin Banks.
That's
one of my favorite quotes in any movie ever is when he's like, I need your help. I can't tell you who it is. You can never ask me about it. He's like, whose car are we going to take? My God, Jeremy Renner just rules in that movie. He could not be more of a badass. And I love every aspect of it.
That is such a great movie. Oh, we lost Terry. Okay. That is such a great movie. And like every line, John Hamm coming in as the FBI guy, it's a sunny, sunny day. Oh, so much about that. I can't believe you picked that. Now I'm kind of upset because I really, really had that on my list. Next one, going.
That movie's incredible. Great pick. Yeah.
And I love Ben Affleck. Anyway, I don't care what anyone says. I love Ben Affleck.
How can't you? He's great.
He is, right? Damn, J-Lo, she's like ruining him. All right, Ryan,
you're fine.
I'm still up. I'm going to go completely opposite direction here.
More than your first pick?
I am sure, I'm going City Slickers, 1 and 2. I'm going to go City Slickers combo. Like a bunch of old guys going out in their midlife crisis looking for like treasure and go on cattle ranch with Billy Crystal and Daniel Stern. It's great. They crack me up, man. I haven't seen it in years. But
it's a good movie. Think
about it, I just need to. They were hilarious back in the day.
Yeah. They were. It is a great choice. Not as great as The Town, but it's close second.
No, The Town's classic.
The Town is so classic. I'm so upset right now. All right, Shannon.
So are we getting 7 picks total? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Unless we run out of picks, which I might.
Just slightly.
What? Why?
That helps my heart just slightly.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was going to have to really knock some stuff off here, and who knows what that was going to do to my sleep tonight. All right. I think I'm going – this could possibly be my last Western.
Oh.
God damn it, dude. This is tough. Fuck you. Pissed. Okay.
That was to everyone, not just me, in case you guys wanted to
know. Yeah. I'm just bothered that I'm having to eliminate anything at all. Okay. I'm going to go The Quick and the Dead.
Ooh.
So this movie is Sharon Stone.
And Gene Hackman.
It's kind of supposed to be her, like, it was post her in the movie where she uncrosses her legs. Oh, my gosh. Why am I blanking on that
fatal
movie?
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. So this was kind of like her action star, like trajectory. We're going from here, or whatever. Her, Leo DiCaprio,
Gene Hackman,
a bunch of other people in it that I'm blanking on right now. Gene Hackman.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I only said it like 5 times.
It's a straight up like gunfight movie. Like it's at this time, we're going in the middle of the street. We're gonna see who the fastest gun is, and this movie. Some people have watched it and told me I didn't really like it that much. They have the palate of a goat. this movie has some real flavor to it. If you haven't seen it, maybe take the time. It really is. Leo DiCaprio's young. He's unbelievably attractive in this movie. He's doing things in this movie. Gene Hackman is not, I don't want to say he's chewing the scenery, but he's just right there where you're just like, yeah, I'd suck your dick if you put your gun to my head. Not a problem. Like, and I'd be really happy about it, honestly. You might even have to pull your gun out.
I'm going to have to say I never thought of that when I watched it, but okay.
And Sharon Stone is just giving it all, baby. She's wearing a duster.
She does look good in a duster. Ooh, but baby. Did you really buy her as a gunfighter?
When I watched it as a 13-year-old child, yeah, man. What are you talking about? I
watched it as a 13-year-old.
I know,
right?
I figured it came out. I was pretty young.
Okay.
But it's a straight gunfighting movie. Like, what do you want to see? It's just bang.
And the dusters make the movie. Like, yeah. Almost that's everyone wears a duster, and it's awesome.
I mean, a duster makes any movie or show.
That's true too. Because, you know, yeah, you're right. Neo would not look the same without a duster on.
If I learned anything from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's a duster.
Oh my god,
with no shirt on underneath, obviously.
Obviously, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Simon, third pick.
Yeah, I'm sitting here, and you guys are taking like cinema. Like, I'm Googling these movies, and they're like films, right? And I'm looking at my list, and I've got more than one movie starring Beyonce Knowles on my list. I'm just feeling a little out of place with my selections, but I'm going to take one of them anyways.
I think
it is my girlfriend's all-time favorite movie. We watch it with her family every single time we're together. There's so many just stupidly quotable lines from it. Starring Steve Martin, I'm going to take The Pink Panther. I'm not acting like it is a quality movie, but watch that movie and don't walk around saying, "I wonder how the weather is today," for the next 3 weeks, or "I want to buy a hamburger." You're just going to be screaming it.
I'm going to have to shave my mustache way thinner if I'm going to watch that.
Don't sacrifice the mustache for that movie.
I will for you.
I'm not asking for that. You just keep that stash.
Terry, your third pick.
All right, I'm on to my Western. I'm going to do Kevin Costner's Dances with Wolves. I like it. It's one of my favorites.
Is it like seven hours long?
It's not 7 hours long.
Six and a half.
Yeah, thank you. It's forever. Go ahead, though.
I've never seen
it. You know, that was his first directory, and he used Native Americans
as he should.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's a long movie, and it's Kevin Costner. Although I say that, and my next movie has Kevin Costner in it.
Whoa, well, what's with the Kevin Costner bracket?
Yeah, take Costner.
Every time. It's really upsetting me. This is the second time I've had to hear you use his name in vain.
Okay. I said my next movie has Kevin Costner in it. I think it might have been his
I know
first
what it is.
Movie. Silverado.
Yes.
Silverado, yes. Kevin Kline. Yes. Kevin Costner's in it.
Yes.
Danny Glover, Linda Hunt, yes. Ryan Dennehy, who is the perfect bad guy. It's Kevin Costner in this movie. The only scene I remember with Kevin Costner is when he's in the jail cell. He's in a jail cell. He's this young, like, crook, and he's just swinging from the bars as he's talking. Like, it's like nothing. No worries. I'm just here in jail swinging in old times.
They're going to hang me.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I'll be fine. But that is, yeah. Silverado, what is it, 1970 something? Silverado.
No, it's not. Can't be the 70s.
No? Hold on.
No.
Hold on, please. I have it down here somewhere. Maybe. No, I don't. I lied. Oh, 1985.
I was going to say.
Jeff Goldblum's in it too.
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum. That's what I was trying to remember. The.
Don't say it. Don't give it away if they haven't seen it.
It's 1985. If they haven't seen it, I mean.
You can reveal it past 10 years. Is that the rules?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Whatever. Just watch it. If you're ever going to watch a movie that's like older and it's a cowboy movie, Silverado is the movie to watch. It's a great movie. Like I said, I think it's Kevin Costner's first movie. It's Linda Hunt in it. She's Kevin Kline's like muse. Brian Dennehy is like the best bad guy ever because he's kind of like that. Maybe I'm bad and maybe I'm not. It's a great movie. And for my second one, here's the thing. No, I'm going to do it. Tombstone, Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday. Because
I'll be your Huckleberry.
I'll be your Huckleberry. And
just wash over me. Just be with my fucking soul. God damn, that movie's good.
It is. And Val Kilmer is like so good in it. He's almost as good as he was in The Doors. Like almost as good as he was in The Doors. Like that is Val Kilmer at his peak. Real genius. Okay. It's Val Kilmer. And I don't even know who else is in it.
Kurt Russell. And he's like my 1A. Like if I could be with
Kurt Russell?
Yes.
Yes.
Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell of Sky High?
Yes. The very same.
The very same Kurt Russell?
The very same.
Wow. No way.
No way.
It's Kurt Russell.
1A?
They're 1A, 1B.
Who's 1B then?
Jared Leto.
Oh, you scare me. No, no.
You said you scare me.
Have you ever seen Executive Decision? Kurt Russell's yes. So good.
Yeah, but not 1A good.
He's for me, not you.
Oh, that's right. You let him have his.
Yeah, but I don't want him to go on the wrong path. Like there's so many other 1As, you know? I want to help him.
Not for him. Not for him.
That's right. Because listen, he gives you everything. He can give you Grizzly Bear or he can give you clean shaven. You know, you're chuckling, laughing, a little overboard style.
You know what? Yes. I will give you Kurt Russell in the Fast and Furious movies. I like that Kurt Russell. Mr. No Man, No Name.
Yeah, what Mr. Is? Nobody. Yeah,
Nobody,
yeah.
Mr. Nobody. I like that Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
But Kurt Russell in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Still hot.
Shaggy D.A.
Is that a movie?
He was a child star.
Okay, Terry, we don't do child stars as 1As. That's a different show.
He's not a child anymore.
Totally different show. Totally different show, Terry. And your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. Okay,
yeah, it is.
I am going to do Leon, the Professional. That's my
fuck,
crime.
Damn it!
That was my next one. God damn it.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's one of my favorites with Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
And she's good in that. And he's great in that. And
Jean Renault.
Yeah.
That is such a good movie.
It is.
Wow.
And Terry. I didn't put it.
I'm sorry. But, you know, somebody had to pick it.
I was going to pick it. I was that somebody.
She was my first crush.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
And Leon, like not in Leon me. Though, right?
Because she was a year older than me when I saw it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
I have this poster right behind me that half the people see Natalie Portman in it and half the people see Eminem in it. And it's like either Natalie Portman from Black Swan or Eminem from A Different Place. And I hate that I just led the question with both of you guys, with everybody, but everyone has seen it and said, yeah, that's Natalie Portman, clearly. Or yeah, that's Eminem, very clearly.
Can we see the poster?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I just said that and didn't get up and grab it.
Right, and then you grab it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Stop.
Simon, go grab the poster.
I'm so confused.
Oh, no, that's Natalie Portman.
I think it's Natalie.
Yeah. I see Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. How do you get Eminem out of that?
From the movie V, I think.
Wait.
Oh, Vendetta. I would have thought Black Swan, didn't she?
I would have thought Black Swan, too.
Yeah, with her hair pulled back.
Maybe it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't see Eminem, though, at all.
I definitely don't see him.
I think what I figured is it depends on how you're seeing the eyes, looking up or looking down, and it changes who you see in it.
That's very
I'm more attracted to Natalie.
I was going to say, I see Natalie Portman because I want to see Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, yeah. The Professional, solid pick, Terry.
She learned how to break down a gun in that movie. She smoked.
Yes.
And carrying the plant around.
Gary Oldman with like whatever that overacting thing he was doing.
Gary Oldman was so good in there. Oldman's good in everything though. Gary Oldman is good in everything.
Terry, great pick. I've never loved you more.
Oh, thank you. I try.
You redeemed yourself from the Dances with Wolves.
Problem. That's a you problem.
Thank you.
I'm okay with that. 10th inning. LSU and Wake Forest 0-0. All right, Simon.
Last round I was feeling insecure, but now I'm realizing this is actually the best case scenario because I've heard of none of the movies. But none of them upset me at all. Only The Departed has even registered as recognizing the name of the film so far. So this is like heaven. I just get to pick my favorite movies over and over and over again. I'm going to take one of my favorite movies. I'm a sucker for a movie with music as a central theme, even if isn't necessarily a musical.
Damn it, you're taking
and
one.
Bad Times at the El Royale is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm taking yours, Ryan. Don't worry.
It's cute and it's sweet, but there's real crime and real mystery and real fear involved in it. And I love the era of music that they're showcasing in that movie. It's really fun.
Chris Hemsworth in that one?
Yes, Chris Hemsworth does play the enigmatic cult leader in that one, if I remember correctly.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I think I have seen that one. Yeah,
he could also get it for sure.
1A. That would be 1A.
That is a good one.
You approve Chris Hemsworth as a 1A?
I approve Chris Hemsworth as a 1A, especially if he has the Australian accent. Especially. Ryan, are you not drinking tonight?
I am not tonight. Oh,
that's a sad time for all of us.
Ooh.
I know.
We're still proud of you. We're still proud of you. You don't have to drink to be our friends.
That's right.
No, that's not what I said.
It's very rare.
Very rare. Very rare. Shannon?
Okay, so since Leon the Professional was taken, great pick. A little bothered, but it's okay. I'm going to take Ryan's pick, I think, with this one. And it's going to be Baby Driver.
That was my pick, you son of a
bitch. I've been called worse. Don't worry.
As soon as he said music, I'm like, he's going to take Baby Driver. And see, I'm like, there's not that many other.
So,
like, that movie, the whole movie's based on
that movie. Does a lot of heavy lifting in the background, in the foreground. There's colors, there's sound. It's basically like having synesthesia while the movie's happening. It does a lot with a lot of screeching tires. The cast, knockout. John Hamm, he and the lady who I'm forgetting her name, that couple, I'm all about them.
Can I ask a question about this movie? Because I didn't understand it. Is he imagining this the whole time? Or is this actually happening? Am I thinking of the same movie?
He's not imagining it. There's some dream scenario scenes, but he's definitely.
But this
definitely
is actually happening? Okay.
Yeah, and the thing that's really fun about the movie, the next time you watch it, is it actually simulates having tinnitus for you. So if you watch the movie, you'll kind of notice like a buzzing or like a ringing in the background. A lot of times because it's actually simulating what it would be like to have tinnitus, and him listening to music, you're hearing that because he has tinnitus, right?
Right. Well, that's why I thought. I don't know. I think that's why I thought he was thinking not these things weren't actually happening.
No, it seems to me that they're happening. I mean, obviously a movie, but, and honestly, like there's a lot of people in that movie. They're like, oh, there's some bad guys. Mm-hmm. And most clearly with the lead bad guy being really a bad person in real life. But the scene where Jamie Foxx, like they're kind of shooting the cops up and all that. And then he just goes, get the fuck out of here, bro. So many scenes in that movie just are so fun, but.
Baby Driver. All right. I can respect that. So I can respect that choice.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to watch it again because, you know.
You want to simulate tinnitus?
Yeah, I do.
It's been on my list forever. Every time I like read the description, watch the trailer, I'm like, oh, I'm going to love this. And then I like, I don't know, play Neopets or something, whatever distracts me in the moment.
They have medication for that.
Yeah, I'm out.
The shortage really hit hard.
Ryan?
We're bringing Quentin Tarantino back and going with The Hateful Eight.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good, man.
Okay.
You got Samuel L. Jackson, Kurt Russell, Walton Goggins, who's just steals every scene he's in. And spoiler alert, he's in my next thing I'm going to say as well.
Isn't Channing Tatum in that?
Channing Tatum's in it. It's just an all-star cast. It's chaos. It's violent. It's funny. I love it.
I've never seen it, but I know that Channing Tatum's in it.
That one I saw in the 70 millimeters in theaters, and they actually gave you a bathroom break. It was so long.
Oh,
it's the only movie I've ever. It's the only movie I've ever been to that gave you a bathroom.
Wow,
break. It was amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like something I want to go to.
And I need it. And the other one I'm going is a TV show.
Okay.
With Walton Goggins, who was supposed to be killed off in the first season, but he was such a great bad guy, they kept him around, and that was justified with him and Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah. Timothy Oliphant, yes,
yeah,
just the U.S. Marshal doing things by his own rules, just that gunslinger mentality in this day and age in backwoods of Kentucky. It's great. The new season's coming out here, and
anything I'm with Timothy Oliphant, I'm on board.
Him and Walton Goggins together is just one of my favorite combinations you could ever have.
Walton Goggins always plays a really good bad guy. Like, you don't want to hate him, but you know he's really bad.
He's such a likable bad guy.
Yeah, he is.
Everything.
And, you know, Timothy Oliphant's just so hot, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Another 1A. How many 1As can you have?
It's your list.
Infinite.
Yeah.
There's a whole alphabet.
I don't want to go above below 8.
I do it by hair color, so I have like a top 5 brunettes, top 5 redheads, top 5 alternate.
That is a thought that I might have to like.
Subscribe to that.
Exactly. All right, your fourth pick? 1, 2, 3. Oh, your fifth pick.
That was 5.
That is 5. Fifth pick, Channel.
Oh, again, you really bending me over a barrel with this. I'm going to go with, can I say something real quick before I make my pick?
Of course.
I've been thinking this and I don't want to forget. Simon Jackson.
Yes.
I love, this is going to come out of left field. I love Limp Bizkit.
You love Limp Bizkit.
And that's from Jacksonville, Florida.
Beautiful. I'm going to be honest. I love this hat. I have limited positive feelings towards the Jaguars and even less towards the city of Jacksonville as a whole, but no negative feelings towards Limp Bizkit. Just
love to hear that.
Maybe I need to listen a little more.
No, you don't.
Trust me. Listen. You don't.
Like one song on a Friday while you're at the office at work, it gets you through the day, but that's it.
We're good.
No more, no less.
If I've heard no Limp Bizkit, that's enough Limp Bizkit in my life.
That's not true. That you might want to dive in a little bit. But I didn't know. I saw the Colorado shirt. And I saw the Jacksonville hat. I was like, maybe I don't know here. So great hat. Love. I don't care about Jacksonville at all, but I do love Limp Bizkit, and they're from there. So I just want to throw that in before I forget. I apologize for taking more time.
I love that time.
My fifth pick is going to be the Lincoln Lawyer with old Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a lawyer. He doesn't have an office.
From Lincoln.
He's in a Lincoln. He has
in
a
Lincoln.
And basically he drives around or he rides around town solving, doing lawyer shit.
Lincoln.
Marissa Tomei is in it.
Oh.
She is a forever babe.
She's
been hot.
She really is.
Ever.
She's probably 5 decades. Well, 4 decades now.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe is in it. Also a babe. Cranston is in it. There's just some really fun things that happen in that movie. And obviously Matthew's just super charming. And it really does some cool shit. And that's a fun movie.
Terry, you didn't know that the Lincoln Lawyer was because he was in a Lincoln?
Well, because I thought he was talking about the one on Netflix. There's a Lincoln.
The Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix, I think he's in a Lincoln too, isn't he?
He's Spanish. No. He might be.
Oh, is that a show?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's not. So he's not from Nebraska.
No.
Is that where those commercials came from? Like, is that why he?
I didn't know that either. I'm with you.
I was about to say, am I connecting dots here now? Like, yeah. Is that why he's doing that?
What if?
I didn't know that either.
I'm feeling silly.
Because it came out in 2011, I think.
Uh-huh. Let's get the time frame on those commercials because this is getting.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure the commercials for the Lincoln came after the movie. I'm right. Positive. Yeah. Do
you remember the Jim Carrey SNL bit?
Yes.
Where he was doing the Matthew McConaughey. He was like, I'm rolling a little booger like a tennis ball between my fingers.
You know what? He started doing those commercials in 2014. The Lincoln Lawyer came out before that. So,
yeah.
Connected dots.
Dots connected.
That's not me touching tips. That's me connecting dots.
Oh, good. That's good.
For now.
This is me touching tips.
Thank
lubricant.
You. Lubricant. Wow. Ooh. Wow.
So if you haven't seen that movie, it's fun.
Simon, your turn.
I'm debating here.
How do you follow touching tips?
I don't know. He's putting me in a tough spot here a couple of times now with his lead-ins.
Yeah. You're about to do it.
I'm going with one of my favorite movies. The movie, there is crime throughout the entire thing, though I don't think people would immediately call it a crime movie, but the main character is the leader of a bike gang, and that is the Japanese animated movie Akira, which, ooh, if you've never seen it, is just one of the greatest movies ever made, period. Not just anime, but if you like motorcycles and action and crime and superpowers and gangs and violence and races and high speed and excitement, you just go watch this movie immediately.
I got a boner.
It's so much fun, man.
Wait, there's a couple of US movies that were taken from Akira, that they were based on the Akira movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they stole them, but so you know.
There's tons of stuff.
Yeah, solid pick. As long as you have a movie that other movies have to be like, you're solid pick.
Just Carrot. Like the Pink Panther, right?
Yeah. Yes. I never would have, like, you know, got that one, but yes. Just like the Pink Panther. But Steve Martin's Pink Panther, not... Who's the other guy that did Pink? Who was the first Pink Panther?
No idea. Unimportant.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Hey.
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers, yes.
Simon, that pick was nuts. I fucking love it.
It wasn't on my list. It came to me. That was the only off the top of the dome one.
It just came like a vision. Terry.
I've seen the movie Chronicle, right?
I have not.
If you like Akira.
With Vin Diesel? That Chronicle?
No, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Another 1A.
I was about to say, I love Michael B. Jordan.
Who doesn't love Michael B. Jordan?
Put Chronicle on your watch list if you like Akira.
Yeah.
There we go. It's right there.
Terry.
Okay, well, mine leads in quite well. Okay. I am doing The Magnificent Seven. I like the Denzel Washington one.
Okay.
But, you know, it originated from the 1961 with Yul Brynner, which came from The Seven Samurai, the 1954 Japanese movie.
Which one are you picking? Yep. Denzel or Yul Brynner?
Denzel. I always go with Denzel.
Sorry, my bad.
There's not much of a choice there.
1A.
My bad. What was I thinking? Wasn't, obviously. Yeah, Magnificent. But it has What's-His-Face in it, too. Which
I know, you don't like Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
But he dies, so you'll be happy.
Spoiler!
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Now I don't have to watch it.
I was going to say.
Chris Pratt.
It wasn't 10, so you're right. 2016.
Magnificent
I didn't
Seven.
Get the 10-year in.
Yeah. Magnificent Seven. Okay. Denzel. As long as that's Denzel in it, I'm good.
But
sorry.
The first one, the 1960, was good too. I liked Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen.
Yul Brynner just looks so cool in that movie.
He does. And Steve McQueen had a good attitude in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all from a Japanese film.
One of the greatest films of all time.
Right, The Seven Samurai.
Okay. All right, I like it. I'm going to go with The Usual Suspects.
I knew someone was going to go.
It's a great movie, and even though it has the man whose name we can't mention in it, he's great in that movie. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry he's such a dick, but he's so good in that. Everyone is really good in that movie, actually.
They are.
You know, yeah. So I'm not going to talk about it much because the man who I cannot mention is in it, but, you know, I'm going with The Usual Suspects, and then I'm going to back it up with Okay. I'm not sure if this is actually. Yeah, it is a crime movie. Identity, John Cusack, Amanda Peet, Alfred Molina, Ray Liotta. Oh, Identity. Alfred Molina plays this lawyer who gets the guy with the crazy eyes. He is supposed to be. No, Alfred Molina is the doctor, and this guy's supposed to be put to death because he's killed all these people. And what happens is Alfred Molina is taking the guy to like a psychiatric place. And the identity is every person, all these people end up in this hotel. All of them have the same birthday. All of them are in the same room, and they get killed off one by one. And what Alfred Molina thinks is happening is that the guy's personality that is the bad personality is being killed off with each one until the very end. And you find out that actually the bad personality was the first one killed off, who wasn't really killed off. The guy kills Alfred Molina at the end. And there you go. But John Cusack's in it, and it's a great movie.
Amanda Peet, unbelievably hot.
Yeah, and she's really good in it. Although she gets killed off too, so, sorry if I spoiled it. You can still see it, because it's still really good. But just be forewarned, I think someone's head ends up in a washing machine or a dryer.
It happens.
Yeah. Every now
and then. How many more do we have? I want to make sure I...
Two picks each?
That's what I thought. Okay, making sure.
Oh, God, I got so many left on my list.
This is tough. This is tough stuff.
Terry.
Oh, okay, it is back to me.
It is back to you.
All right, so I'm going to go with another cowboy movie.
Okay.
Because Clint Eastwood needs to be mentioned. And I'm going to do The Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Oh, good movie.
I love that one.
It's on my list.
Shirley MacLaine.
She's the shit in that movie.
She is.
You guys not seen this?
Sister Sarah.
Oh, my God.
1970. It's a Clint Eastwood movie.
I warned you.
Oh, my God. It's Shirley MacLaine. Clint Eastwood thinks he's saving this nun. That Shirley MacLaine's a nun. She's actually a whore.
It's a Western.
But it's a Western.
And he finds her surrounded by men. And
because she's a whore. But he doesn't know
he's
that.
He's dressed up as a nun to get to the West because they're going to, it's part of saving a town from marauders.
But she's a whore.
We get it.
Wait, what was she?
That's called employed.
She was dressed as a nun, though. So there for Sister Sarah, two mules. She always rode on those mules.
That's called employed. That's good. I like that.
Yes, the reality is it's still work.
Yes. Still work. Yes, yes.
Blowjob still.
It's intrinsic in the name, in fact.
Simon, good luck. Your turn.
There's so many movies left I want to take, but I got one Western on here. There's one more Western on my list, and I'm going to take it before somebody else does, even though it is so not the kind of Western that has been taken so far. Actually, you know what? It's kind of similar to your first pick, Terry. I'm going to go with Back to the Future Volume 3.
That is a Western.
It is a wildly nostalgic movie for me. My dad and I used to have like Back to the Future marathon days. And 3 is the best one anyways when they go back to the Wild West town.
No fucking way. Are you kidding me?
I knew that would get a reaction. I think from a nostalgia standpoint, that one hits the most. Because when you're like 8 years old, sitting down with your dad and watching Cowboys shooting it out at the end of like a 9-hour movie day where you should have been doing chores. Like, I don't know. That one always hit like past my bedtime. The guns are out. We're up just watching the third movie. It was it's a fun one. And there's just some personal attachment to that one for me as well.
Nice.
We'll give you the personal attachment.
I love it.
Chapter 3. Shannon!
So I really thought I was going to get some more Tom Cruise in here, and I didn't. And,
Tom Cruise is in a Western?
He's in a crime movie.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Crime.
He probably is in a Western. This one actually has Jamie Foxx as well. This whole thing has been so tough. I really am just so pissed. Collateral, 2004. Yeah.
Such a good movie. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot it.
Michael Mann directed. He does so really fun stuff with the camera. Good.
Night scenes are his best.
This is arguable, and that's fair. Most people think that 1999 was the best movie era of year of all time. I argue that 2004 is really comparable. Like, it's really, really great.
Dude, this is Tom Cruise's best movie ever, I think.
I don't know about that, but...
Oh, come on.
I will say that I personally think this movie is so much fun. Tom Cruise is just spectacular. So good. His intensity really comes across. And, obviously he's intense in a lot of his films, but this one, he's, the intensity really comes across and, kind of jars you a good bit.
So good.
It really, it's a real
crime. How did I forget that?
Well, some people, you can't always win, Is it your show? Yeah. But can you win every time? No.
No.
You invite Shannon here and expect to win the draft anyways.
But, oh my God, Tom Cruise is so good in this.
He is.
And what's Jada Pinkett?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, Jamie she's Fox. All right. Jamie Foxx is good in it, too.
Yeah.
The Hulk?
He's visceral. Good in it. Visceral is, how he comes across. Just,
yeah. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. I
hate myself right now for forgetting that movie.
But I still love you.
Oh, thank you. Ryan?
I feel like it's cheating having a mob movie as a crime movie, even though mob is never crime.
Cheating?
And no one said it yet, but it's Goodfellas.
Oh,
it's just an absolute classic, man. I think the mob movie that all mob movies should live up to.
I think Jamie mentioned that a while ago too. He tried to steal it.
I think so.
Yeah.
The cast is just unbelievable.
Kick-ass.
Watch it. It's so good.
Would you put Goodfellas above Scarface?
I would.
Okay.
I think Scarface is good, but I think Goodfellas is just a better movie.
Okay.
Yes. I'd agree with you.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, no, what else was about that?
No, I was going to say that we've come to Jamie's portion of porn for the night. So.
Rule 34 for Jamie.
Am I a clown? And, oh, that's Joe Pesci, right?
Yeah. Do I amuse you? Is that one?
Yeah. You think I'm funny?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Goodfellas then. I was thinking Ray Liotta's in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
You wouldn't like it because it's a really good movie and you tend to not watch this.
My God. That's so mean.
I'm just kidding.
Such a dick.
And you don't like Scorsese.
It's true.
That's one of the two movies I was afraid I was going to get absolutely roasted for not having seen, and the other one has not come up yet.
And Bobby De Niro's in it.
I'm with you, Simon. I don't think I've ever seen. Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino are not two of my favorite directors. I mean,
another dude, so that's fair.
Thank you.
They're dude movies.
I mean, I know they're really good directors, and The Departed is probably one of the best. The longest scene walking through the restaurant. Are they going to kill someone? Is that why they're walking through the restaurant slowly?
No, I think he's talking about on their first date when he's introducing to everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of violence in Scorsese and Tarantino.
I feel like it's not that violent compared to. I mean, it's violent, but it's not. Tarantino violence. It's just a great movie.
Okay.
Both things can be true.
It's true.
All right.
I'm on my last pick.
You are.
Mm-hmm. I wanted a Guy Ritchie movie in here, and I was really struggling which one because they're all so good and they all kind of blend a little bit. But I'm going with Snatch. It's one of my all-time favorites. Jason Statham's fantastic in there. Brad Pitt is a pikey bare knuckle boxer. It might be my favorite role he's ever been in, and he's just one of the best actors ever. And he's absolutely hilarious and just goes all in. It's just so much mayhem and fuckery. I love that movie so much.
Is this the movie where Brad Pitt does the
Dags?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah. Okay,
All right. And he can't understand a word he's saying.
Exactly.
It's phenomenal. Yeah, he's so all in on it.
Didn't he say that he like kind of molded that from the guy from The Usual Suspects? Who couldn't understand what he was saying? Who was that?
Benicio
del Toro. Yeah. He like mumbled through the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Snatched is, I mean, it has Brad Pitt in it, so. And yet another 1A. Wow.
Guy Ritchie movies are awesome.
I love them. Like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Wrath of Man. Rock and Roll Up.
What about, isn't it, what's the one where King Arthur?
Yeah.
I don't, if it has Guy Ritchie, I'm watching it. I'm just going to.
100%.
Guy Ritchie is actually in Arthur. Like, yeah. He has a scene in it.
Mm-hmm.
No! David Beckham. Sorry, my bad. David Beckham has a scene in a Guy Ritchie movie. They're both English. I got them.
Confused. I was going to say English.
Yeah, they're both from England. Eh, same.
Oh, one person.
Wrath of Man, The Gentleman or whatever, like those movies, I'm just like, those are crying.
Oh, yeah. Well. I've seen
I
those.
Cannot get enough.
The Gentleman is Colin Farrell, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey. And then another maybe 1A for me on the blonde side is the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Arthur.
Yeah. That guy.
And yeah, he is definitely 1A.
Great pick,
and he has an accent. Yeah, Ryan, that is a good pick. I can't believe you start off with a video game and you ended up with Snatched. That is like the whole spectrum.
I am all over the place at all times. That's why the Caddyshack game is mine.
Hey, Jamie, obviously you weren't paying attention because Simon picked Back to the Future 3 last round.
I got you,
round.
Jamie.
Come on.
Jamie's high.
He probably is. Jamie,
way to suck, bud.
Come on, Jamie. Simon picked Back to the Future 3. Best funniest restroom of all times besides Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles is like funnier on the
one-liners.
Yeah, the dirty innuendo signs.
Yeah.
Are we counting Terminator as a crime movie?
That's like a horror movie.
Because it's a crime to never have watched it.
Guilty.
You haven't seen Terminator?
No, I'm telling you, I'm a problem when it comes to movies that I haven't seen.
As long as you've seen Terminator 2, you're okay.
See, now you're giving me mixed messages because I've been told explicitly not to watch sequels before the original. But that was with reference to, you know what? I'm not going to say the franchise because it might get drafted here, but
we don't want to be name dropping. But Terminator 2 is a must see.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is 2? When he comes back?
Yeah.
Okay.
T2 Judgment Day is great. It's like the best sequel of all time.
Yeah, I'm not.
Of all time?
It's up there.
It's Godfather 2, T2. You can argue, but
Sing 2 was much better than the original Sting.
I believe you.
It's done great sequels.
I believe you.
I don't know what the Thomas Tipple quarterback show is, so Jamie, it's no excuse. We're not accepting that.
Traitor.
Traitor. Yeah, Jamie. Dick. Shannon, your turn. Last pick. Make it good. Make us proud.
That's a lot of pressure.
Like make us proud.
So I was gonna pick Molly's Game because I was like, oh, I didn't put a lady on this list yet, but I had with Quicken the Dead.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to go with another absolute babe in a movie that really gets me going.
No.
no.
Don't do it.
The soundtrack to this movie is also primo, and the movie is Drive. The opening moments of this movie are thrilling. And
this Brad Pitt's wife. Second wife movie? Angelina Jolie?
No.
What am I? Oh, what is this? Who's in this one?
This one is
Ryan Reynolds is in there?
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Oh, I've never seen this one. And okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, isn't it Ryan Gosling?
Yes, you're right.
Ryan Gosling.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah, this movie is just so good, and the soundtrack is bonkers. And Bryan Cranston is also in it. It's a little bit mob movie, you know, it's a crime there or whatever. He's a getaway driver. And he doesn't say much in the whole thing. He just looks amazing. again, I cursed that this was the category that we had to limit this to what we did. But you know what? I did it. I'll be proud of myself. And
you should be
losing some sleep over what we didn't get to put on here, because I didn't get to put other people on here that I wanted to put on here, like Nick Cage and.
Okay. I've never seen Drive, but I like Ryan Gosling. So
if you like Ryan Gosling, this is a good time. There's just a little bit of violence. You can handle it, I promise.
Wait, Terry laughs, so I'm thinking that you're not.
I just like the way you said that. Just a little bit.
Okay. I thought maybe.
As opposed to a Tarantino.
As opposed
movie.
To like a Tarantino.
Yes, movie. That's exactly. It's just a little
okay,
bit.
That's like anything opposed to a Tarantino movie is a little bit of violence. Anything.
Sure.
Jesus. Oh, LSU just scored two. Oof, that's not good. All right, Simon.
I was hoping you guys would take a little longer here. I've been going back and forth.
If you need me to, I can. Don't worry. I can give you a good 15 more seconds.
I'm down to two movies, I think, and they're both they're dude movies. I'm like the last two movies I'm looking at, they're just straight dude movies, but they're very different from each other. One's a comedy and one is that quintessential heavy violence just for the sake of violence movie. I'm missing that from my list. I have three comedies on here already.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, it's another Tarantino movie. I'm going to go with Kill Bill. It was the first Tarantino movie I ever saw. And there is nothing but fun, glorified violence in that film throughout the entire thing. It's probably my mother's least favorite movie. We put it on at home last Christmas and she was just
at Christmas time
appalled that was on TV. I don't know. Dad and I wanted to watch it. We'll throw it on the TV.
Kill Bill at Christmas time.
Kill Bill at Christmas time.
At Christmas time. That's nice. That's nice. It's a Christmas movie. Yeah. I'm with your mom. I'm totally with your mom right there.
And then how do you like argue against just the bright yellow aesthetic of that movie? Like it's just, it's visually appealing to watch.
That movie's awesome.
Sick.
It's so good.
No.
So good.
Okay. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's not even that violent.
Okay. I kind of want to know what your
depends on your scale, I guess.
Yeah, where your scale is, Ryan, because
I mean, like, is the Norseman your baseline?
Because no, it's not that violent at all. Okay, Terry.
I've been going back to. I have a comedy one. I am going to have to go with my Christmas favorite. I guess I'll have to do it. Die Hard.
Terry with some just bangers tonight.
Back to back Christmas movies.
Yes. Yeah. So needless to say.
Die Hard.
Yes, yes. My honorable mention, though, was
We're not going honorable mention yet.
Okay.
Slow yourself down.
Die Hard. And the first one, obviously, was awesome. But the other ones, they had some really good ones in there with Samuel
Jackson. The
airport
one sucked.
I didn't mind it.
The airport one?
And yeah. I like that Die Hard, Live Free one.
Oh, that's because you like, what's his face?
Whatever. Well, he was Justin funny. Long. Good one-liners.
Justin
yes.
Long, yeah.
Timothy Olyphant.
And Timothy Olyphant.
What?
Nothing. We're naming the people that you like in there.
Oh.
Go ahead. Don't mind us.
I can only picture Justin Long in Accepted. That's the only thing I can picture him in. I feel like his movie career ended after he filmed that, and he hasn't filmed a single thing since.
His one small role in Zach and Mary Make a Porno is one of my favorite cameos of all time.
I'm sad to say that I've seen that.
You're sad to say you've seen a Kevin Smith film?
I almost said it. Yeah, that Kevin Smith film. Yeah, I love Kevin Smith. Bad Boys. Okay.
I almost said it.
All right, so my last one is yet another John Cusack movie.
Oh.
Terry's always disappointed.
That O was so disrespectful.
There's history behind that O. We've had many conversations about John Cusack behind that O.
Wow.
Watching it Christmas.
You know I like John Cusack. I just I was guessing which one. Go ahead.
No, which one do you think I was going to say?
Are you going to say Con Air?
No, I'm not going to say Con Air.
Oh, okay.
God, I'm going to say The Grifters with Annette Bening and Angelica Houston. That is the best John Cusack movie other than Say Anything ever. And Angelica Houston and Annette Bening had the whole mother is in love with John Cusack with her son kind of thing going on, but we'll skip over that.
Angelica Houston is a sweat show.
So is Annette Bening, though.
I bury my face right in her butt.
Oh, my God.
That's really brave of you to say.
I was going to say TMI, but, you know.
Honestly, I'm not kidding because no one else said it.
I think when you say we're all thinking it, maybe in an overstatement. I don't think that thought ever crossed my mind, ever.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with her is that she's like, she's tall enough and long enough that like, if you got that there.
Oh my God. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why is this happening?
Because it's Angelica Houston. What are we talking about?
Soul. I'm going to have to Google that to find out who it is.
You don't know who Angelica Houston is?
I recognize her. I'm terrible at names.
That's funny.
That looks pretty funny. Ryan, who's your honorable mention?
My honorable mention. It's so hard. I'm going with like one of the first like crime movies I remember watching like as a kid. Maybe not kid, but like young enough. The Italian Job.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I guess I was much older than a kid for that, but I really enjoyed that movie. It's like one of the first like.
Are you talking about the Marky Wahlberg movie or the first one?
Yep. With Marky Wahlberg.
Ed Norton. Yeah. Yep. Ed Norton is a badass.
Great cast. Yeah. It's just a lot of fun.
It was.
That was a lot of fun.
Fast paced.
I like it. Shannon, honorable mention.
God, I'm so pissed.
You should be after your Angelica Houston little.
I apologize for appreciating other humans. My fault.
I think that kind of went a little bit more than appreciation because I appreciate all y'all, and I never thought of that.
Well, we don't look like Angelica Houston. I don't know what to say.
That's true. That's true. Not many of us do.
Gosh, the stress level is so high here. Can I just rattle off like three real quick? Inside
Man. You're going to anyway. Help. I don't even know why you asked me.
Yeah, I'm not. Inside Man, incredible.
Oh, yes.
High Water with Ben Foster, nuts. Matchstick Men with Nick Cage.
That's three.
Minority Report, Limitless, Purge. But my honorable mention, I will just get it here, is going to be, I'll make it another Western, is going to be Open Range with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yes. Bravo.
Diego Luna.
Good choice. I like that one.
Never seen it. Kevin Costner.
Oh, it's so good.
It is really so good. And there's a scene that just sticks out to me very vividly. And they know that there's some conflicts coming. And they go into the general store. And essentially, they're kind of like, we might die. And so they're just like buying stuff and like making sure they're like all their debts are settled or whatever. And they buy chocolate. And Robert Ball and Kevin Costner are just sitting there like eating chocolate. And they're like, this is really good. And they like buy it for like 5 cents or whatever it is. And they're you know, obviously splurging. But they're like just sitting there eating chocolate. And they're like, we're about to die. And they give it to the owner.
Because the owner's never had it.
Yeah,
even though he owns the store and owns the chocolate, but he can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So they buy it for him too.
Yeah, and like Diego Luna of like Star Wars
fame
right now is in it, and Robert Duvall, like obviously he did Lonesome Dove and he's done a ton of Western stuff or whatever, but that movie
is it Annette Bening?
Yeah.
As the woman for Kevin Costner, the sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But Open Range will be my but all those other movies.
I like it. Like it.
Simon.
I'm gonna name two here because Shannon opened the floodgates, so I'm not holding back now. One is one that is like one of it's a movie I love, but it wasn't a good enough movie for me to draft. Like I'm aware of that, and that's Savages, the Blake Lively movie with the two drug dealers and the Mexican cartel kidnaps her. And like, I don't know. It's just so much fun to watch, man.
Little thruple going on.
Right. Like it opens up with the thruple. Like the first scene in the movie is a three-person sex scene. And you're going to tell me like it's not a fun movie to watch?
Yeah.
And then they immediately introduce that they're large-scale drug dealers. They're like, these are three large-scale drug dealers in a thruple. That's the basis for the movie. And then you're
right. Thruple's cool. Drugs cool. Two thumbs up.
Great movie. But the one I'm going to pick as the honorable mention is, I think, culturally significant enough that it like became a verb and it changed the way people talked to you when you said, I'm going to Europe. I think Taken deserved to be drafted. It's just not a movie I like. It truly changed the way people talk. You can say Don't Get Taken, like, but you immediately think Liam Neeson whenever that happens, right? Whenever people travel to Europe, they're always like, oh, Don't Get Taken, like every single time. Right. And then like maybe the most like memorable line from, I don't know, Liam Neeson has other memorable lines, so I'm not even going to pretend like that's his most memorable.
It is a good memorable one. Yeah, it's a good one. Is a pretty good one. It is actually a really good one. Terry?
Can I throw one more honorable mention in real quick?
Do it.
And everyone's doing multiples. Blow with Johnny Depp. Like, him as a coke dealer back in the day. Oh, my God. It's so good. Being chased by the feds. Love everything about that movie.
Penelope Cruz.
Yep. Another one's Ray Liotta. He just lives in the crime family. Like, he's only in crime movies. Yeah. Love it.
Ray Liotta is okay. Blow, Johnny Depp, it's got to be good. It's got to be good. Terry?
Okay, so I'm going to name two also.
Of course you are.
Hey. Yes.
Anarchy Reigns.
I like Safe House. Safe House.
Ooh, that
and that was movie. Ryan Reynolds and Denzel Washington. So that's that was a good movie. One in 2012. But I am going to go with comedy. It's not really a movie, but they made movies. Psych. The TV series Psych.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they ended up having two movies, but all the crime and the comedy and the one-liners, it's worth seeing. The 8 series.
I'm going to give you respect for Safe House and then for Psych, because that was just a crazy thing that you said right there. True Romance is another movie that's like ultra violent. Like there's nothing but violence in True Romance. I don't even know why they call it True Romance, because there's no romance in that movie. It's just killing and drugs and killing. And of course, Quentin Tarantino wrote it. Why wouldn't he? All right. My honorable mention is LA Confidential, 1997. Russell Crowe, Guy Pearce, Kim Basinger, Simon Baker from The Mentalist, isn't it? It's a film noir take on, and Kevin Spacey's in it too. God bless. Three of my movies had him in it. I hate myself right now that I think about that. Take all my Kevin Spacey movies out and we'll replace them with something else, because he's dirt. So I'm taking LA Confidential out. I'm putting in Mystic River. Sean Penn, Tim Robbins, Kevin Bacon.
You know you were allowed to say, I'll just take two.
Yeah.
Taking LA Confidential out, so, because it has Spacey in it. So if I'm going to take two, my second one would be Knives Out, either one or two.
Oh, yes.
I was close to saying,
Daniel Craig with a Southern accent. That is the best thing about that movie. Daniel Craig's character with a Southern accent.
I couldn't take Clue and that, but it was on my list. I had to pick though.
Is it? It's. I can't wait for the next one to come out, because it's that good. It's that good. I'm like, I need the next one.
Glass Onion. That was the second one.
Mm-hmm. We all did so great. I mean, obviously,
seven more rounds.
There's so many that we could have mentioned.
Yeah, this was a hard.
You're gonna start mentioning them, aren't you?
No,
I think that you're Despicable Me. Who just said that?
I think Shannon said that.
I did not say Despicable Me.
I think it was Ryan or Simon.
No,
it was Simon. It had to be Simon. Despicable Me is a valid choice, I think.
Well, I went against my brand here. So my holy trinity is Face Off, Con Air, and The Rock. Like, that's my holy trinity.
What is it?
Face Off, Con Air, and The Rock. Like, that's
The Rock with Holy Trinity. Connery.
Wait, what was the first one?
Face Off.
Oh, Face Off with John Travolta. John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Like, I have a t-shirt. I have a Face Off t-shirt. I have a Con Air t-shirt. They're both custom made, and I wear them in public. So well, I went against it.
Face Off is like just visually good. Like,
yeah,
it's just beautiful movie. John Woo, beautiful movie.
That movie is incredible.
They do a good job of acting as each other too.
Yeah.
They really do.
Face Off is it's a valid choice. I love it.
And no one even mentioned Godfather 2, which a lot of people would be like, how could you not?
Somebody did.
I think I mentioned
as a sequel.
Yeah, I think I mentioned as a sequel. All right. But let's say, I think we all did so good, and I'm so proud of you all. I just love your faces.
I love all of your faces, and I appreciate all of you for coming on. Like, missing the NBA draft for this, missing the College World Series, and went like 11 innings. LSU won in the bottom of the 11th, top of the 11th, 2-0. Just in case you were wondering, what's his name from France was the number one pick of the NBA draft.
There's parties in San Antonio going on right now. Oh, I just got to walk out my front door. They're going wild out there.
They said there were like 12,000 people. Yeah. They said there were 12,000 people in the stadium or inside downtown.
Just like people driving up and down the streets, just honking their horns.
Did you see who's the real Southern guy that's on ESPN? Like, the NASCAR guy.
He came
in with like cut off jeans, cowboy boots, and Wimbanama or something like that. Yeah, a jersey. And then he got him in his hair. The guy. He has a picture of him in his hair. It was the greatest thing ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but he went one. The Twins, that's all I cared about. They went four and five. The two Thompson twins. I don't know if that's their name, but Thompson Twins is a group, and I like them, so I'm going to call them that. All right. I appreciate all of you for coming on. Jamie, you know what the NBA draft is. Oh, Jamie. I appreciate all of you from coming on. I appreciate all of you for your choices. A couple of them are circumspect, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It was like open. I'm not going to mention any names, Simon. but they were really good choices. It was like a really hard category because there was so much to choose from. You're right, yes. Shannon. You're right, Jamie. It was like a lot to choose from. I didn't think we could. I couldn't get through a crime. That's why I did it. I just appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah,
I still appreciate you, Ryan, even though you're sober. I think this is the first time I've ever seen you sober on a podcast. I don't know.
It's a weeknight.
Ryan.
Kind of.
Every time I see you on a podcast, it's a weeknight.
Good try.
Jamie says Ryan wins. Okay. Oh.
Boom.
Thanks. Yeah. Way to go, Jamie. We love you anyway. Simon, I especially appreciate you. Tell people about your show that is so spectacular.
You can find us on YouTube at Front Yard Fantasy. We do our daily game show at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Sometimes we do drafts like this. We're playing Fantasy Fortune, Jeopardy, some deception games, some hidden information games, just all sorts of stuff around. It's a game, about the game that we love, which is football. So we're having a lot of fun over there. And just one confession before we get off here. I feel like it would be rude not to say it. I've never seen a single one of the Godfather movies, not a second of them. Not a single second of any of those movies. And at this point, I feel like it's borderline a personality trait and I shouldn't go watch them. I'm like 28 going on 29 and I have not watched a single moment of
You still have those time, movies. Bud.
Yeah, there's still time.
Who knows? Maybe. Those are long movies.
Have you read the book?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
Reading.
But thank you. That was so nice of you to ask.
He didn't know he's wearing a Jacksonville Jaguars hat until I said something.
Oh, what, this?
Okay, anyway, Ryan.
Find me going for two of the Armchair Fantasy Show Wednesday nights. Jeff Lambert. We have awesome guests this week. Joe Pesapia coming on. Find me over at the Rookie Big Board, the Dynasty Big Board podcast that comes out Wednesday mornings, where we just talk fantasy football and much crazy stuff.
And yeah, Ryan, you might not notice it, but Ryan is fun. Like, even when he's sober, he's all right. But when he's drinking, he's great.
He's great.
He's great.
Big fan.
If I'm invited back, I'll get rowdy next time.
You're good.
I had to have the brain on for this one. This wasn't like as natural the like thinker because I like to do everything off the cuff. And I couldn't do it like the other thing.
It's cool to peer pressure people to drink too.
You're welcome.
Ryan 100% sober I'm a big fan kicked of off the big movie of draft with a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the category was movies. He goes, I know it's not a movie, but hear me out. And everyone says, you know what? You're right. And we let him take it.
You son of a bitch.
That's badass.
Yeah. Impressive.
And Shannon will be back here. But is there anything else you want people to know about you?
There's nothing good. Nothing good.
His dog is going deaf and he yells at him. But that's okay.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Can't just bury me like that.
He's got to yell for him to hear if he's going deaf. Everything checks out to me. Sounds like the a caring dog owner.
He just wants to make sure he gets
it's called an accommodation.
Diamond's got my back.
Yell for here,
bury me.
Terry.
Yes.
Teacher of the year. Oh, Terry's going. Terry's going to Puerto Rico next week.
Ooh.
There's also going to be a hurricane in Puerto Rico next week.
She's still in America. Cool.
Yeah. Yes.
So everyone, you know, keep Terry in your thoughts when that goes to the only place where a hurricane's going to hit predictably next week. That's great. For no reason. She's just going. She's just going because her husband's from there and he wants him to see where he's from.
Oh, that's not special at all.
No.
Right, right.
Dude, they've been married for like 50 years. So now they're just going, come on.
It's a big family vacation. So the son's going, the grandchildren are going. It's a big deal.
Oh, Jamie's on board because Puerto Rico has some sexy ass women. Terry, thank you for that.
He's left Cleveland?
Or so he's heard.
Heard.
He saw it in a pamphlet.
I was going to say, you know he has television.
Oh, wait, that girl was from Pittsburgh, not Puerto Rico.
The rabbit ears have like three
Wow, James. All right, so everyone, next Thursday will be Dynasty Gambit. We'll be on next Thursday. Next Monday will be Kyle. And then you have Simon's show, and then you have Ryan's show. Then you have Shannon the Thursday after that. He doesn't know it, but I just said it, so he has to be there. Whew, I know.
Can't believe it. You keep inviting me on.
What? Of course. They come to him, apparently. The Puerto Rican women come to Jamie because of his darling.
Yes, why not? Why not?
Why not?
Hey, I've always heard Ohio is a destination.
Puerto Rican women.
Always heard that.
What's the next topic draft? I don't know, Jamie. Why don't you come on and you tell us what the next topic draft is going to be? We'll have Jamie and Shannon. And Terry, you'll be back, right?
Yep.
Terry will be back from Puerto Rico. And then Ryan is coming on again. And Simon's coming on again. And Jay, G-Man Jay will be on. And Adam Rank will be on for the month of whatever next month is, July. Which is Terry's birthday month. What? July 9th. Terry's birthday is July 9th. If you want to send gifts, you can send them to me, and I will route them to her if so desire. You know,
make sure they're good.
I like hats. She does too, but just in case you want to send them this way, all right? I thank everyone. Jamie, you are on the next show. Shannon's on the next show. Terry's on the next show. We will draft porn stars. The next show,
Terry won't be on the next show.
I'm sorry, you can draft serial killers, but you can't draft porn stars.
Yeah, I don't know porn stars.
You know,
serial killers? I'm not Googling it. And I'm not Googling it.
You can use Bing.
Yeah, that's an incognito tab.
I'll send you an app you can use.
I can't believe you wouldn't draft porn stars, Terry.
I wouldn't.
Really?
Really.
You've never seen Debbie Does Dallas?
No.
Saving right. Ryan's Privates?
Is that a thing?
That's like the classic porn knockoff.
I was not in that knockoff.
He was just an expert that they put into for notes.
It's the rule 34 I was talking about earlier with Jamie, is that if there's a movie that's been made, then there's a porn that's been made with like wordplay of that movie or whatever.
True. We could do that for a draft.
Brooklyn 999. That's your porn movie, right?
No, it'd be Brooklyn 69.
Brooklyn 69.
Thank you. Brooklyn 69.
No, that's what he says on the Brooklyn 99. Is he keeps saying, and when people say stuff, he says, "That's your porn movie." You guys don't watch
that. Oh yeah.
I'm so lost. Yeah. All right, I'm so lost. All right, you guys, I appreciate all of you so much. Thank you for joining. Thank you for drafting. Apparently, who won? Ryan won, according to Jamie. Unbiased opinion. I'm pretty sure because out of the box, he picked a video movie, and then he ended up with Snatch, which. Seriously, that's the spectrum. Yeah, Ryan, way to go. Good job. I will see you guys in 2 weeks. We will see you guys in 2 weeks. Love you all. Thank you much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Terry, get to bed.